everybody, and welcome to the Democratic Voice podcast. And today we're starting a series of interviews with people running for the La Crosse County Board. The election's coming up in April, and so we want to be sure that we have all the information we needed. And our first person today is Em Anderson. Hi, Em.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Great. And we are talking, you are running for District 5.
Yes, I am.
And District 5 is essentially, now of course, it covers some other areas, mm-hmm. but it's a really small district.
Yes.
Because it covers UWL dorms.
Yes, all of us.
And then all of the people that live right next to the UWL dorms, and that's pretty much the entire district.
Yeah.
So it's kind of almost like a UWL seat on the county board.
Exactly.
Is that important? What do you think? Is that needed?
It definitely is important just because of how many students live in La Crosse, and what happens to us when we're on campus is going to be affecting like our lives. And when we eventually move off campus, like junior, maybe senior year, we're still going to be in La Crosse. And sometimes people just stay in La Crosse for the rest of their lives too. So whatever happens to us on campus is going to impact us for our college experience and for the rest of our lives. So it's important that our voices get heard, because we're here, there's a lot of us, and sometimes people don't take us all that seriously just because we're like students on a campus.
So then you're running for this seat. First off, let's just, what brought you to UWL? What are you majoring in? What brought you here?
So I'm majoring in political science and public administration. I wasn't really sure where I wanted to go to school. I applied to pretty much every state school there was, and I really just wasn't sure. And I took a tour of La Crosse. I knew some people here, and I just really liked the city, the environment, small class sizes, and I just knew that like it was going to be a good fit for me that way. And then I just came here, and it's been a great experience ever since.
Excellent. And then how did you get suckered into running for the county board?
So it's kind of a really stupid story if you think about it. So I went to our local UWL Dems meeting with one of my friends, because we were just trying to like join every single club we could, try to meet people. Like, it was our first week of school, whatever.
And I'm going to pause you a second to throw out the UWL Democrats are a fantastic group. They do a lot of wonderful work in the community. They are very involved in political action around campus and around the community. So we certainly appreciate that. So sorry to cut you off, but I wanted to throw a bone to them. So keep going with your story then.
Yeah. So, it was like our second meeting for Dems for the year, and we were talking at night, and one of my friends, Justin, came up to me, and he was like, well, I'm currently the seat for county board, and I'm not going to be running in the next election, so I'm trying to look for an underclassman who's going to be on campus for the next couple of years to fill my spot. And I have my dad is an alderman back in Waukesha, so like I knew a little bit about like city government, and I knew he had a lot of fun, so I was just like, you know, might as well. I don't really know what I'm getting myself into, but I think it's going to be a good experience. So I just said yes, and here I am.
Great. So before we get into some of the specifics then about county board, let's just go to what drew you to the La Crosse UWL Democrats? What drew you to that party? Yeah. What kind of things are they doing that you agree with?
So like I said before, we're just joining everything. I actually got through History Club, which has a lot of my friends in it. And we found UWL Dems. They were really great people. I'm actually now vice chair of it, our local club. I just really liked the environment, what they stood for. During the beginning of the year, there was a lot of chalking that was happening on campus. So a lot of groups that were like pro-life and some other groups.
I should explain.
Yeah.
Chalking is when someone takes, colored chalk and goes around like in the middle of the night and like writes a ton of like messages mm-hmm. and pictures and things like that.
And it doesn't have to be awful.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't have to be awful.
No, sometimes there are a lot of positive things. Like sometimes I'll just go out with my friends and we'll just like draw flowers or something on a sidewalk. But sometimes people take that a different way and like draw some other messages on the ground. Like
there
there
was controversial messages, right?
Yeah.
The UWL Republicans had like kind of almost pro-Nazi anti-Semitic messages that were left around in chalk.
Yeah, didn't it lead to them
disbanding? Yeah.
Okay, so there is no UWL Republican group anymore, or there wasn't for a while?
Well, right now there is the Young Americans for Freedom, which just started this, within the past few months. A freshman, he came in and knew that there wasn't a Republican group, so he got the help of the national chapter for Young Americans for Freedom, and now I think they have a pretty small membership still, but they are trying to be more active on campus with tabling and recruitment and stuff like that. But right now it's pretty small.
I will say there's a pretty good article on the UWL paper, the Racket Press, about that. If you Google Young American and Racket Press, you could read about the. It's a little bit controversial.
It is. It definitely is
coming to lacrosse. But anyway, we're talking about county boards.
Talking about county boards. So, you were talking about working with the Dems.
Yes.
Why are you a Democrat?
I grew up on a show called The West Wing, one of my favorite shows of all time. I think that exposed me early on to more democratic views and government in general. That's kind of a stupid reason, but it's kind of why I got into government and political science and stuff like that. I really in middle school, we were really strong about pro-choice, and going into high school as well, individual freedoms for women, reproductive freedoms. And I just really enjoy helping the most people I can. And I feel like the Democratic Party really helps with that.
Great. And of course, Bradley Whitford is from Wisconsin and does all sorts of stuff to kind of help out with the Democrats around here these days.
Do you tell your political science professors that you grew up watching The West Wing and that's why you're a political science major? Because I want to know what they had to say.
I told my CST professor that, and she's like, oh my God, I love The West Wing. That's great. I'm trying to think if I've told anyone. I don't think I've told anyone that I joined because of The West Wing, but I've definitely shared my love of The West Wing.
You could tell Shergotsky a little bit. Yeah, just talk to Shergotsky a little bit.
Ask him, his views on how is The West Wing representative of how government works, something like that. I've never seen it, so I don't have an opinion.
Yeah.
It's not, but it's still amazing.
There's definitely a lot of stuff that.
All right. Well, we answered that question.
Right. So now moving into county board, what would you like to do on the board?
Well, one of the things that I really want to do is just create a name for the student seat and just really make it a respected seat, because I know talking to people who have been on county board as younger people before, they don't always get taken as seriously or their issues aren't as big of an issue for other people. And I really just want to create an environment where we are taken seriously no matter our age or anything. And even if we're only here for the 1-2 year term, we still are here to make a difference. So I really want to make sure that I create a good environment for that. I also really would enjoy to keep working with the homeless thing that's happening right now. I really want to, like I said before, create an environment that helps the most people all the time.
And you say homeless thing, I'll just say it's called Pathways Home. It's the county city initiative to create a 5-year plan to end homelessness. And I had the county administrator on last week, and she actually said that it's a 5-year plan, but she has hopes that we're going to get people off the streets in a year, the homeless people.
Right.
So what? The 5-year plan could be a 1-year plan. So, but that's, that was a big part of the county's doing. And I'm sure the board will have, some say in what happens going forward.
Now, the District 5 is predominantly students, but it's not all students.
Exactly.
Is it weird representing people that are significantly older and might have radically different, not ideas or ideologies, but just radically different things that they're worried about?
Yeah, I would definitely say it's a little strange. It's something that I'm going to have to quickly get used to. But also, I know my grandparents back home, they're very out there politically and are very excited that I'm getting into.
Wait a minute. You said your grandparents are out there politically. It sounds like they're crazy. They're out there politically. No, I'm kidding. But
They're
politically active.
They're politically.
Yeah, they're very politically active.
I want them to laugh when they hear this.
Yeah. So they're teacher. They were both teachers in Milwaukee. Teachers union went to Madison to go for the Act 10 protests.
I think
all
an
that
easy
stuff.
Way to think about this is you're a student and you want to be a voice for the students on the county board. But also people like your parents or your grandparents are going to live in your district. So you also have to represent them, right?
Yeah.
There's a mindset. There's two mindsets you got to have. And they could all have the same views, but you got to hear all the views.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to not hear anyone's views. If people are having issues, I want them to be able to come to me and know that I'm going to try to help them however way I can.
Well, and it sounds like you have experience. If your dad was an alderman, so you probably could ask your dad for advice. Or
yep.
I'm sure there are multiple people that you could ask for advice, but your dad would probably be an easy one. Like, how do I have that communication with my constituents, right?
Exactly.
And then if your grandparents sound like they were politically active too, so they might even have ways to talk to you about that. How they interacted with politicians, right? How they interacted with their city and county board members.
I was just thinking, talking about kind of UWL students and how if it's important for them to have like a seat at the table on the county board and things like that. A couple of years ago, we elected a new sheriff. And that sheriff actually, that race, that election spawned a lawsuit because there were conservatives who decided that it was wrong that UWL students should even vote in elections around here because they, I don't know, quote unquote, live somewhere else or something like that. And so they actually had a lawsuit. It it finally got kind of dismissed, but it was active for almost a year trying to basically say that it was illegal for students to vote on their campus.
We're not breaking news here for you. You understand? Right. You've heard this? And I get, like, for the audience, they gotta hear that again. But, like, okay, so this is this something that's pretty well known on campus? And
I would say no. Like even, like, granted I'm a freshman. I've only been here for a semester. But just, like, based off of talking to people, like, when we were tabling, telling people to vote and stuff, a lot of people didn't even know that you could vote in lacrosse, let alone that there was controversy over you being able to vote in lacrosse, if that makes sense.
Oh, for sure. When I was in college, I didn't have any idea. Now, like, look, we have a college student that's running for county board, let alone college students that know they can vote for county board, right? Like, you got to get that message across, I think.
Exactly. And, like, we even have, like, a voter place. Like, you can go to the student union and you can vote there on campus. And even that is, like, unknown to students. So I think just this issue as a whole with voting, like, knowing where to vote, how to vote, and, like, the controversy, like, it's just very unknown to a lot of students.
So for you, what makes sense if you had to choose? Mm-hmm. You said Wausau, right?
Waukesha.
So Waukesha, voting in Waukesha or voting here, which one makes more sense to you?
I think it depends. Waukesha is very...
Do you think you, M. Anderson, should be voting for elected officials in lacrosse or in Waukesha right now?
Well, definitely, I think I should be able to vote in lacrosse because I'm going to be here for the next 4 years. And county board seats, they're 2 years. So I'm going to be here for two rounds of potentially two separate people in different seats. And they're going to be making an impact on me for the next 4 years here.
Are you predicting you're going to graduate in 4 years at a UW school? Is that, have things changed that much?
I don't know about that one.
No, that's normal. That's normal.
I mean, I got it done in 4.5, but that was odd in the 90s.
I'm not going to go to the School of Education, so.
That's right. So the School of Education is
they got their own issues.
That's what we're getting at. You know, like, obviously, should UWL students, should they vote where they live for the next 2 to 4 to 5 years, or should they vote back home where they might spend the summer?
Yeah, I think they should. It should be like the way it is now. You have the choice. You can vote back home or you can vote here. And I think it should stay that way.
So going back to some of the things, you are still new to all of this. As you said, you're a freshman, which is good, but also strange. Like, some people might be thinking, oh, freshman, that's really young. But as you say, these are 2 year terms.
Yeah.
And so if you want to have someone who kind of serves the entire term, you have to pick someone who's kind of a freshman right now, because otherwise they're going to not finish out their term. But
how has the learning curve gone in understanding the county and what the county board represents and what the county board is doing? I mean, they're doing an awful lot over the last over the last year. Even I've talked with, like I said, the county administrator. She kind of gives us an update on each county board meeting each month, and it's like, wow, there's a lot going on. So you have to play. I feel like you have to play a little bit of catch up.
Yeah. So it's been a little helpful with the amount of PoliSci and public admin classes that I've been taking. So I get, like, the general, like, how government works, how, like, different offices run and work with each other. But, like, at the actual local level with local issues, it's been a lot. I've had Justin, the current supervisor, he has given me the rundown a couple times on how everything works and some of, like, the bigger long-term plans that are happening. But besides that, I have like subscribed to like the county, what is it called?
It's the county newsletter.
The county newsletter. What? So I read that, but it's almost like I'm studying for a new exam.
Right.
Where it's like well, another class.
It's also kind of funny and fascinating because you're learning about the theory of political science and public administration. And then now you're going to jump in and actually do it practically.
You're studying for an exam, but you're going to be on the county board. So you need to know what the county board does, whether or not you have ever been a county board member or lived here or know the issues.
Yeah.
All the county board members have to do that. They all have to study for this exam, this monthly exam that comes up in whatever committees you're on.
Yeah.
You know, so like you're not doing anything that's not, you might be doing more than some county board members. Yeah. Honestly, I don't actually know. There's 30 of them. Some of them might just wait until their committee hearing starts before they start looking into what's going on.
Yeah.
And we don't want that.
Right.
We want people who are doing the work up front.
Is absolutely. She's already, like deep diving into some of these issues and trying to learn. Yeah. So.
And it's hard too, because like brand new city too. I never really came to La Crosse ever before I went to school here. So not only am I trying to figure out what county board does, but I'm trying to figure out all of the local issues and what's important to the people here too.
So in that, have you discovered anything? Has anything surprised you, or have you found out that there's something going on in La Crosse that you're like, oh, that's interesting, or we should do something about that?
Yeah, I know that there's a lot of controversy about the schools right now, both UWL as a university and the local schools, elementary, middle, high school. And I know having a good education is very important to people. I don't know how much I'd personally be able to do at the county level for that, but I do know that that is a very big hot issue for us right now. I know public transportation is also a big one right now because the buses are great. We get them for free with our UWL ID, but there's always improvements that can be made. More stops or even just more sidewalks, better sidewalks. Because as a freshman, personally, I don't have a car because there's usually not a lot of parking spots available. So freshmen get the last pick. So not many of us have parking spots. So my friends and I, we have to walk or bus everywhere.
Here's a world where you're going to try to represent UW La Crosse, and a lot of people aren't even going to understand the issues. This is where the voice is important, that the UW La Crosse district might need to be represented by a student, because, I know, William, you ride the bus, but know what? I'm guessing a vast majority of La Crosse doesn't ride the bus. Mm-hmm. And sidewalks, they probably don't have to deal with sidewalks literally every day, mm-hmm. right? You live on campus, you have to deal with, and you don't have a car, so you have to walk everywhere. So I'm guessing that's kind of a minority.
I think it's one of the rationales for having this district that is majority student.
Yeah.
Because that voice and that perspective mm-hmm. is so important. And that's why it's important for a student to be there to mm-hmm. have and stand up and say, here's what students are dealing with. Here's how you can help students. Because, students are a massive, just talking UWL. I mean, there's UWL and then there's Western and mm-hmm. then there's Viterbo. The issues of students is one of the largest economic drivers of this community. And so listening to students and being like, mm-hmm. this is what students need in order to work in La Crosse. Well, that seems important.
Well, there's a world here where you have to play catch up on the community and what the county board is doing mm-hmm. and what you feel like a lot of the community needs to do. And you know what? The community might need to catch up on what the effects of the students, student population have on the county and what the students need the county to help them with. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's how I see it.
Well, and I think that's a great place to wrap it up.
The last thing I want to know is it weird? A lot of campaigning is door knocking. So you're just walking up and down the dorm rooms, like knocking on dorm doors, because that's kind of a funny concept that way easier for you to do that. Although I know you have to go to houses too if you're door knocking.
Yeah. So I actually had to do this. This is my second time doing this because I had to ran for Student Senate, and I'm on Student Senate right now. So basically I just go and I get you get like a little key card. You have to like go to some office in the student union, or like even just like knock at the door at the dorms to get let into the actual building. Go to the front desk and you're like, hey, am I able to like campaign here? Like, do you care? And once you go through that loophole or jump through that, you can pretty much just go to all the dorms and you're like, hey, sorry to bother you, but I live on campus like you do and I'm running.
And what other students, like when you tell people you're running, especially maybe a student you don't know or don't know that well, what's their reaction?
They're a lot of times they're like, "What's county board? Don't even know what that means." It's kind of like that Phineas and Ferb thing where, like, aren't you a little young to be doing all of this? It's whole lot of the same reaction, like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely look into it. Yeah, I'll probably vote, but I don't think a lot of them are going to end up voting.
I feel like you almost need a flyer to go, these are the issues.
Yep.
And these are the issues that affect
you. Here are
you.
Why you need to vote.
And then flip it over and have, like, the school board on there, too, because, like, also there's a school board race.
Yes. Like, I know for sure I'm going to be working with Jake Williams a lot for his school board race. And then just me trying to figure out how to do everything, too. So, yeah.
Great. Well, the La Crosse County first, before I get into the spiel, thank you, Em, so much for talking to us. And you have been endorsed by the La Crosse Democratic Party.
Very excited.
And so you are a Democratic-endorsed candidate for this race, and we certainly are going to work hard to help get you elected, and we hope everything goes well.
Thank you.
The La Crosse County Democratic Party meets the third Monday of every month at our office at 2318 State Road, right across the street from Java Vino. Right now to March 18th is our annual membership drive. We're going to have a big rally March 18th. Mandela Barnes will be there. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, will be there. And it's going to be at Capella Arts Center on the 18th. So please join us for that. And anyone who joins the party between now and the 18th will be entered to win, raffle door prizes, things like that. So other than that, you can find out everything about us at laxdems.com. My email is chair@laxdems.com. I'm William Garcia. Have a great day.